This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
When you hit all the right buttons. I'm Joe Bacic, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're in that, what would they call that? The final stretch? I don't mean of the day, I mean of the week. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Get involved, get engaged. I mean, seriously. You know, I used to say, don't just sit there drooling all over yourself, yelling at the, I don't know, the radio, your phone, whatever it is that you're listening on or doing. But actually get engaged. Actually get involved. There's a whole bunch of people up in the chat room, whether it's on Facebook or what is the thing called? the website. You know, and again, it's just a matter, it's truly a matter of listening to the people. You know, again, we can glean from somebody else. We can get information from somebody else. See how they approach things. I think it's a big deal. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can give me your email address. If you give me your email address, you know, I send out an email once a week. It's not like I try to be an irritant. It's not like I'm constantly trying to get you to respond to me. I don't do that. I send out one a week. I figure that's more than enough. You know, seriously. And then, so you give me your email. And then if you want to be notified by text, which we only send them out a couple nights a week, and let you know that we're coming on and what's going on, you can text TRS to 55222, text TRS to 55222. All right, let's get at it. Xander Gibbs is going to join me after the first break. And I know he's all fired up. We'll find out what is going on with Brexit. You know, the people have spoken, but apparently not enough. You know what I'm saying? You know, apparently we need, in essence, I guess they need to take over Parliament there. I guess, you know, no government is different, apparently. Right? Our government knows what we want. They could care less. Their government knows what they want. They could care less there either. You know, just worse as the days go on. Have you guys, heard about the March for Life that took place the other day in D.C.? No? Pro-life? Anybody? Seriously? I mean, have you been in a coma? No. The reason you haven't heard much about it is media didn't cover it. You know, especially in light of the new movie that came out, Unplanned, which you have to go see. If you're not going to go see Unplanned, unfriend me. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Just simply unfriend me. Because whether you believe in abortion, you don't believe in abortion, whatever, you need real information. And most people I talk to about abortion do not have. I'm not talking about right-wing information. I'm talking about real information as to what abortion is about. Right, and actually, not even what abortion's about. Let's go one step further with this. What Planned Parenthood is truly all about. Planned Parenthood is planning counter-protests, which I don't understand, all week. In other words, they're going to, I don't know what they're protesting. They're going to protest out in front of non-abortion pregnancy clinics across the country. Why would you do that? Aren't you for pro-choice? I mean, you say you're pro-choice. If you're pro-choice, then why in God's creation are you having a problem with people choosing life? Because they're not pro-choice. It's a lie. Now, thousands of pro-life advocates took the streets of Virginia Wednesday in what was the region's first official statewide march for life. However, despite the immense crowds of elected officials and leading pro-life campaigners, the march was largely ignored by mainstream media. Right? Just a few minor ones. Now, the Republican caucus did their own little walkout. The most powerful moment of the day came when the entire House Republican caucus walked out in front of the state capitol to join the sprawling crowds and show their support for the unborn. Speakers at the rally included March for Life President Jean Mancini, Virginia Society for Human Life President Olivia Gans Turner, and abortion survivor Melissa Odin. Many of the speakers chose not only to highlight the innate value of the unborn, but also to openly oppose the ghastly position held by Democrats. Well, you know what? Again, I want you to think about something here. This should show you how disingenuous their argument is. They are not for the death penalty. They are against the death penalty. But they're okay with partial or post-birth abortion. Let that sink in. Many of the marchers also voiced their dismay at the Democrat pro-abortion agenda, with Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's chilling words still fresh in people's minds. I mean, you've got to have a degree in dumb to say what that man said. We're going to leave the baby on the table. We're going to make it comfortable. Well, if it's not a life, why even make it comfortable? I don't get it. Why do you care? And I'm going to keep pounding this point home till you guys get it. There's a baby on the table. The umbilical cord no longer attaches it to a mother. That baby beat the odds on an abortion. It deserves to live. For no other reason, it deserves to live. Joe was in your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up, including the one and only, thank God, the one and only, Xander Gibb. He'll be up in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You have to be part of the conversation. Look, it. My biggest irritant is when people sit there, and they don't engage, and they don't get involved, and then they complain. And actually, some of you who have actually sent me emails after the show, why didn't you ask, why did you know what? Why didn't you put it in the chat room? Why don't you pay attention to what I'm saying? And when I blow it, call me out on it and say, well, why didn't you ask him this? I'm okay with that. I never yelled at anybody for doing that. I only yell at you when you're, like, being ignorant and being nasty and mean in an email, which is probably why I don't get many emails anymore. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure. Let's bring him on. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just enjoying. Xander, from across the pond, how are you doing?
I am doing good, sir. How are you?
Good, really good. And I hear you guys are just, 7 days away from divorce and getting no piece of the pie.
No. No, I don't even know. I'm convinced that this is not going to happen. Because let me give you a very quick synopsis of where we're at. We're exactly where we are last time we spoke. I'm the time before that.
Yeah, that's
now,
right.
Now, the concern is now that basically what Theresa May wants is anything that does not resemble sovereignty restoration for the United Kingdom. But the concern for me in all of this is it's basically like, you know what it's like when, you know, the wife says, well, are you going to paint the fence? Will you paint the fence this week? And then the guy procrastinates for 2 years, and then he finally says, oh, well, maybe we'll get a new fence, or maybe we'll get the neighbors to chip in for the fence. You know what I mean? There's been so much procrastination here. And ultimately, where we're at right now is they voted against the no-deal Brexit, which would mean we would just leave. The UK would just leave the European Union without a deal, and then they would renegotiate certain aspects of it, which I think is the best way forward right now, because that means that the EU doesn't hold a knife to the UK's throat as they're doing. But what Theresa May, who is a senile, she's a conservative in name only, what she actually wants from this now is a second referendum. The people have spoken. Listen to the people, Mrs. May, or resign. Because ultimately, if you cannot deliver, you should not be doing the job.
What's your reasoning behind wanting the second one? She can't get the first one done, for God's sakes.
Exactly. But I don't think she's very clear about why she wants a second referendum. Because she was a Remainer. She wanted to stay in the EU because obviously it benefits her husband's businesses. But as well as that, now she's actually politically got into bed with the leader of the opposition, who is Jeremy Corbyn, and he's an anti-Semite, and he supports anti-Semitism within his own party. You know, it's going on so much on the left as anti-Semitism, and she's asking him for help now. Why would you want help from a communist anti-Semite? I mean, how does that help to restore sovereignty?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not an expert on communism, but I thought that would be totally opposite. Sovereignty would be totally opposite. I'm totally opposing what communism is.
I agree with you. I mean, the anti-Semitism, I am so surprised, and I'll tell you what I'm more surprised with, is that Jews are still voting for Democrats. That's really what, like, really sends me into orbit. Do you understand they don't like you? They cannot stand you. And it's very obvious in the fact of what they did with Omar here, how they wouldn't even call her for the carpet. All right, so you want to do a resolution for hate speech? Good for you. I'm glad. Great to hear it. She has to apologize first.
Yeah. She does.
Right?
But did you see this week she wasn't even prepared to come out against the Brunei when they're saying now they're going to stone homosexuals to death, you know? Because it's nothing to do with them what goes on in other countries. So by the same token, it's nothing to do with us that the Muslims were killed in Christchurch.
Yeah.
Because if you've got to have it one way, you've got to have that all across the board. You know, you can't chop and change all the time. And when I heard her say that, you know, don't tell me, you know, her and this New York woman in New York whose name I can never remember.
AOC.
Linda Sarsour, how much they love the gays now. Well, if you love the gays, then reach out like Donald Trump has done, trying to prevent the gay community from being treated badly all across the world. Don't tell me you're pro-gay and then not be able to comment on that.
Isn't it funny how, look at, so Donald Trump comes out and says, you know, he's going to keep pushing this so gay and lesbians and transgenders have equal rights all across the planet. And they can't even, they hate him so much that even if they say, I think that gays, lesbians, and transgenders should have equal rights all across the planet, but I'm not in line with him. What?
No. No. And how can they still call him a homophobe? You see, this is the thing for me. As an openly gay American...
You're gay?
For me, the first sign Well, I have to keep saying it, Joe, because the ideology is that all Republicans are anti-gay.
Oh, that's
so
right.
How
true.
Can that
You're
be
right.
The same?
Yep.
The case.
Yep.
You confuse me now. With Donald Trump, we're anti-gay. The first thing he would have done when he came into office was canceled out the same-sex marriage bill that Barry Oblamo brought to pass.
Right.
And he didn't do that. He said, that's the law. Let's keep those protections in place for gay people. But he's still homophobic. But because I don't agree with gay marriage as a gay person, because I happen to be on the right, then I'm homophobic. So where is this logic going, you know?
Don't you love this, though? I mean, seriously, don't you? I love this stuff because you look at this and you have to say, I know Trump derangement's been used way too much, and I get all of that.
Yeah.
But the reality is, it is Trump derangement. They can be 100% on the same page with him in the same issue for the same thing, but they can't agree with him that we should fight this globally. I mean, that is truly a sickness. There's no other way to look at it.
I don't get this about the left. You know, there were a couple of things that Obama did that I thought were pretty good, and I was able to come out and openly say that.
Yep.
You know, one of the things was he changed the law with regards to 16 to 18 year olds incarceration not being able to be held in solitary confinement over a period of time, and that was applaudable as far as I was concerned. And the second thing he did that I thought was applaudable was leaving. So I was able to, you know, be supportive and positive about those two things.
Yeah.
So why can't they, I always ask, when I have Democrats or liberals on the show, whichever side of the pond, I always get them to try and say one good thing about the opposition, but they're not able to do that on the
left.
No,
they can't.
But we can talk more about that after the break.
After the break. Gee, thank you. I'm glad you caught up with that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Danny Gibbs seems to be the co-host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Insisting there is a crisis at the southern border, President Trump tours the construction of a new segment of border wall at Calexico, California.
Much of it's reinforced heavily and very, very hard to climb. If you want to climb that, pretty sharp up on top, too. If you want to climb that, you deserve whatever you can get.
The visit comes as record numbers of asylum-seeking families from Central America are crossing into the U.S. In Texas, Vice President Mike Pence announcing new sanctions against the Maduro-led government in Venezuela, saying Cuba has inserted itself into the situation.
Cuba's leaders are the real imperialists in the Western Hemisphere. The truth has to be told.
The United States on Friday targeting oil shipments from Venezuela to Cuba in its latest round of sanctions to pressure the Maduro government, aiming to choke off a crucial supply of crude to the communist island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life.
I feel like I should have a big lighter.
Start again.
Remember that?
With just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Hey, come on. Everybody can sing one time, one verse. That's it. Okay, now let's get back at it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, truly, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You want to sign up for text messaging, get a text just before the show comes on the air. You want to sign up, so you want to text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. Let's bring him back on. Always have a lot of fun with him. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to help us kick off the party. We will party, right? Eventually? I don't know.
Something. Yeah, will there be nibbles? Because I'm hungry. There will be. For a change.
Yeah, we're going to have like, hey, I don't know if you heard about this. I don't know. I don't even know if you're a big meat eater, but Burger King just signed an agreement with that company that does a fake hamburger. Okay? So you can order fake meat or not. Now, they say it tastes like hamburger, looks like hamburger, you know, is juicy like hamburger. It's just not real meat. I wonder, I mean, I should ask a Hindu this, but if you're a Hindu, can you actually eat, or if you're Indian, I mean, now it's not a sacred thing. It's like fake, right?
Yeah, it's not sacred. It's sacred. There is a certain brand of sausages who I won't mention.
Please.
But I actually prefer vegetarian sausages to meat sausages. But I'm a total carnivore. I love my meat. I was actually a vegetarian for 7 years at one point in my dim and distant past. But I just could not do it. I just could not eat it anymore because I can't equate that. That slab of meat on my plate to something that was running around. If I'm not involved in the process, then, you know, if I'm just eating it, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No. Hey, I agree with you. Listen, I want to see it on my plate. I'm very happy to see that moo, what's left of the moo, on my plate. I'm good with that.
Me too.
Anyway. All right. So a bunch of things going on that I want to talk to you about. One is I want to talk about, we were talking about it during the break, Trump's a dismal record with the LGBTQ, ABCD, EFG community, and how he continues to be a homophobic and a hater of transgenders. Right?
Yeah. Which is why I support him. Yeah. You know, openly gay conservative supports.
I love it. I mean,
homophobic.
You can't make this. You can't make this stuff up. That's the funniest thing about it.
You can't. But you see, have you noticed? I don't know how long it's been going on. I can't pinpoint when or where it started, but it started with the left. When you start to agree with them, you're a hater. If you disagree with someone who's gay on the left, you're homophobic. If you disagree with someone that's black on the left, you're racist. You know, if you just disagree with someone, I mean, probably not so much Jewish, because if you disagree with someone that's Jewish on the left, you know, they'll join in, they'll hold them down while you kick them. But I don't know where this kind of started, but where the logic starts to fall apart is, what if you're a black conservative and you're disagreeing with a black liberal? Are you still racist? If you're a black,
yes.
if you're a gay conservative and you're disagreeing with a gay liberal, how can you be homophobic? You know, I cannot buy into this, no pun intended, but bent logic, because that's what it is.
Oh, it's worse than that. I mean, Corey Duncan gets all kinds of nasties when he comes on Thursdays because he's an Uncle Tom. You know, they have all kinds of choice names for him because he loves Trump. He thinks what Trump is doing is right and that he has helped the black community. I mean, look, the black unemployment rate is at the lowest it's been since they, been tracking it. From under a white, black-hating president. When you had the black president, they had among the highest unemployment rates. You know, something's wrong with their common sense meter, right?
Yeah, because in all honesty, if during my time as a conservative, living in America under Obama, that he'd done good things, I would have been quite happy to kind of applaud those. Because to me, it's not about left and right anymore. It's actually about common sense politics. And it's unfortunate, but in America, we're not seeing any sense from the left. You know, when you think about some of their recent appointees, like, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who I believe was on your show and called you Mr. Messiona. You know, she was on Instagram drunk last week.
I know.
You know, putting together IKEA furniture and talking about cow farts and liking global warming to genocide and things like this. I mean, it's kind of worrying, you know.
She's,
I mean,
too young.
Respect the bartenders, but
it's actually too young to have all that power.
Too young to have
all that perceived power. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just but let her go. Don't dissuade her. Encourage her. Encourage her to come out and let her feelings flow. Right?
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, we were talking about this on my show tonight, because all of this that the left is doing is actually working towards guaranteeing a landslide victory for the Donald. You know, the homophobic Donald, should I say. And before anybody writes to me, I'm obviously being facetious. I don't think Donald Trump is homophobic, or I wouldn't be supporting him. You know, I wouldn't be coming to the White House for dinner next month if I thought he was homophobic. hint, Donald, if you're listening. Yeah.
Well, listen, so I was doing a story before you came on about the March for Life in Virginia.
Right.
Massive March for Life. Okay, when you see pictures of it, there are people all around their state house. The Republican caucus came out to speak with them. And I'm looking at this, I'm saying, they virtually got zip, nothing, niente, coverage on this. And, I mean, is mainstream media that afraid? I mean, seriously, if they really think that these people are nuts and they're wrong and they're out of touch with reality, then show how many of them came out. Show how many of them are walking. But they won't do it. They won't be petrified, right?
Well, yeah, but because this is the left, the same left mainstream media that's not reporting how well Donald Trump is doing and what a difference he's actually making in in the United States. But you know, you can always tell. You know, when I'm putting together stories for the show, you can always tell when you look at a platform, a news platform, where what slant they take with the story, kind of, you know, whose politics are of the person that's paying the bills, or you know, who owns the website or who owns the news site. You can tell where their politics are, and left leaning news sites, as in, you know, those that are not independent, like yours, mine, Freedom on Deck, Andrew K, et cetera, are not going to be reporting on things like this with regards to pro-life issues, because they're quite happy for our fetuses to go on being killed. They're quite happy for afterbirth, like live birth abortions.
Yep.
And this has to be stopped because I mean, and for me, I don't want any fetus to be killed. But even in the states where this is allowed, the realism of this is that if they're going to allow a baby to be born and then kill it, but they're not, you know, they're not in favor of the death penalty. There is no correlation between both ends of the spectrum with the left.
Amazing. It's just amazing.
Scary.
Well, it's inhumane treatment for the death penalty. The Supreme Court just came down in a ruling and said that a prisoner or an inmate has no guarantee of a painless execution.
No.
That's what they were fighting. They were trying to fight the, you know, capital punishment based on its cruel and unusual punishment if somebody suffers pain when they die. The fact that, you know, the guy had killed, repeatedly stabbed people who were in a lot of pain while they were dying doesn't really much mean anything.
Their pain doesn't matter.
No. That's gone.
No.
Yesterday's news, yeah, whatever. So the Virginia politician who really tried to push through this bill is Kathy Tran. She's a Democrat out of Fairfax, Virginia, right?
Yeah.
She was the one. She said that abortion should be legal up into the first dilation point in labor. Now, I want you to think about that, because some women take hours to dilate, right? And that baby, at that point in time, they can go with cesarean. Right after, you know, I mean, when she's going into labor or feels like labor, they can go into cesarean and grab that kid, and it's a full baby. They're saying, at that point, you can still kill it. Yes, people, it's killing. It's murder. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9000. Now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
All right, we are back. Will somebody... I bet you Xander could do this if I push him. I need a Lawrence Welk kind of accent, if you would. Because I would love... Would it be great to have Lawrence Welk introducing disco songs? I want you to... Some of you are way too young to know even know who Lawrence Welk was, but, you know...
Yeah. Right? With the whole, my head.
With the whole... You know, anyway...
Excuse you.
Yes, excuse me is right. But that would be great. I mean, the man, even in his day when he tried to introduce a contemporary song, you could just tell he was so out of place. You know, he just it didn't work for him. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I might as well bring him on because he's already opened his mouth, you know, and he's at it. But whenever he's on... You know, I always get that happy feeling. I always love when he's on the show with me. Xander Gibb joins me. Xander, don't you kind of get this feeling when we're together? You know that whole, it's going to be a party? right?
Yeah.
Celebration.
Yeah, as long as it's going to be pizza, you know what?
Pizza. Well, it's going to be my kind of pizza, not yours.
Yeah.
I ain't putting up with that stuff where you live. Can you bring me some cardboard ketchup and white wax, please?
I keep thinking to my American friends that are coming to the UK, I'm like, can you just, like, get me a piece of, like half a New York pizza and just wrap it up and put it in your suitcase? Because, like, you know, it's a 7-hour flight, but still, if you heated it up, it would be okay, I think.
Is there, like, a bullet train from Italy, from Rome to England?
Yeah, you can get the, you can go on by the Channel Tunnel. There's a train that goes through the Channel Tunnel and then to the other side to France and then from France to Italy. But they don't deliver. This is the problem, you know.
Well, think of the money we could make. Give that some thought here. Right? I mean, come on.
Just think about the money.
Look, I don't care about your personal enjoyment when it comes to getting a good pizza. I'm just thinking we could deliver Italian pizza, right, to England. Well, they're going through, well, I guess they'll never get through Brexit. You know, they're ruining my story because I could have had a field day with that one. But, you know, what a deal you could make through Brexit. Look, we'll deliver Italian pizza and we won't put any tariffs on it. How do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the big sticking points with Brexit because people are worried about the tariffs. But don't you think Donald Trump has got a good idea with regards to tariffs?
If we're
paying 25%,
yep.
What?
He said at one point, he said, wipe them out. I'm good with that.
Yeah, exactly. But if we wipe them out, then so are the countries that are importing and exporting with us, too. Because it has to work both ways, doesn't it?
I agree.
You know, so say, for instance, if Germany wants to charge 25% for us exporting cars, then we should charge 25% for them exporting cars to us or whatever. Because it has to be equitable and fair, doesn't it? Or otherwise, what's the point?
I agree. So we were talking earlier, and I got some real heat on this, okay? We were talking earlier about, you know, the gay, lesbian, and transgender community.
Yeah.
And we left out the, now, let's not make a big deal out of this, but we left out the trans species community, apparently, right? And there's a guy in your neck of the woods that now lives his life as a dog because he never felt like a human. So, I don't know, what is
that? That sounds a little rough.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh. With those jokes, you will not be here all week. So, he now lives in a 2,000 pound. Now, I know it's not, the suit's not 2,000 pounds. How much is 2,000 pounds in American money, in real money?
I don't know. No. You used to get a dollar. I've had $2 to the pound, but now it's about, for every pound you get like $1.30 or something. Right.
So still a lot of money for that suit.
Yeah.
And so he's a human pup who says that he's never felt like a man. He eats his meals out of a dog bowl. He wears a dog mask. His little honey looks, his girlfriend looks very excited about this, but we won't go into that right now. He often barks and he licks and he bites friends. Did you hear that? He licks and he bites friends. Anyway.
Is his name Joe Biden?
As long as he's not peeing on anybody, I think we're okay.
Yeah.
Kaz James is 37 years old. He says he felt like a dog since childhood, says he's always felt a little weird, unable to relate to other people. And the store manager from Sanford Greater Manchester has had help from an online pup play community and other open-minded friends to help him transition to his canine self. Okay, I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe we should use the money to help him get some real serious psychiatric care. Why do they encourage these people?
Because I think the left always have to have an underdog, no pun intended. I mean, I have to say for transparency, because you know, I have this ongoing joke about being a unicorn and being trans unicorn because, you know, Facebook offers, like, you know, you don't have to just be a man or a woman. As God made you, you can be a man, a woman, a dog. You can be whatever you want to be on Facebook. But I kind of think that's concerning, and this adds to confusion for young people. And is there any doubt why we've got so many young people with issues? when they allow this kind of thing to go on. I mean, fair enough. If you want to live as a dog and refer to yourself as a dog, absolutely. But don't expect me to subscribe to it. Don't expect me to buy the T-shirt and buy the book. Because if you want to live in this weird wackadoo palace and bark all day, that's fine for you. But don't expect me to buy you Scooby snacks at the weekend.
Well, it's you know, I joke on the show on a regular basis. And I say, you know, my mom said you could be anything you wanted to be. I didn't take it this far. I guess she must have, you know, I should have asked her. You mean like dog or unicorn or where does it stop, Mom?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. But we brought up, they have brought up a whole generation of young people who think, truly believe that whatever they believe to be truth and right and whole is true, right and whole. And that's not true. It's the furthest from the truth, right?
No, yes, absolutely. But what does that say to the next generation? You know, some of these people are actually raising children. What does that teach their children about the real world? And what about when they go out into the real world and people are going to think they're young wackadoos because their parents have raised them as wackadoos, you know?
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, as you're talking about, and I'm thinking about AOC. I mean, think about her. Every single thing that comes out of her mouth is true. She's right. Tammy and I were talking about this the other night. When you hear her speak, she speaks with such authority and confidence, right? I mean, you're thinking, she must know. Listen to her.
But is it authority and confidence, or is it lunacy? I mean, I think she's mentally ill.
I mean,
I'm not a doctor. But I actually think she's mentally ill. And the concern is, I kind of, you know who I feel for in all of this? I feel for bartenders because I have a sister who's a bartender. It's such a bad example of you know, most bartenders are quite intelligent. I bet you that Ocasio-Cortez could not even mix you a Long Island iced tea.
What was she talking about the other night? She's 29 years old. Look how great she is. She's 29 years old. She got elected to office. Well, she got elected to office because the establishment didn't take her seriously. Shame on them, right? It doesn't mean she's brilliant. It doesn't mean she's...
No.
Really. And I love this whole thing with, you know, they're holding her up saying that she has two majors, one in economics. My understanding is her economics major, what was it? She was 12 weeks in the class, something ridiculous. She really doesn't have an economics major. She has it on paper, but not between the ears. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I had two people say to me today, why don't you move back to America and run against Ocasio next time she's up for re-election? But I kind of think the people of her district deserve what they've got. Because if you vote for rubbish, then why are you surprised when you have rubbish representing you? You know what I mean?
100%. You and I talked about this with De Blasio. Remember him? Remember that guy? I mean,
yeah.
I was sure they were going to throw him out. I was sure he was done. And then what happens? You're listening and you're going, they elected him again? Oh, then they get...
Yeah.
Whatever he does to them, they deserve it. And twice.
Yeah. Bill de Blasio.
Unreal. And now he wants to do a bit of a world tour to show that he's a world player. I don't know.
I mean, he can't be Italian, can he? I mean, even though he's got an Italian name.
Please.
There's no way that guy is Italian.
I'm hoping he was adopted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody in my community like that at all. So, anyhow.
I think his family are wishing he was adopted, let's face it. I mean,
all right, we're up against it. Where do people find you? Where do they, and don't talk about the pizza place because it's early for me.
ZenderGift.com, and the show is, at the moment, it's every Friday, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, but we will be going to five days a week in May in the run-up to 2020 to support the Trump train and Donald Trump.
All right. Hey, another tourist dies falling into the Grand Canyon. Third one in the last 8 days. I think that whole natural selection thing is picking up a little steam. We'll talk about that in the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a little bit.